Trooper Nicole Stone has been on the show quite a bit before. Regular all-star, if you will, for the New Hampshire State Police on the recruitment side. Great representative of the agency. And normally on Thursdays, we have our State Police segment brought to you by Auto Fair, one of the great corporate partners out there supporting public safety. But over the last year or two, I've learned from Nicole and others, both in law enforcement and in our military, National Guard, Army, getting good recruits is a challenge. Getting great recruits is a challenge. We have great people becoming New Hampshire State Troopers, for example, but sometimes they have to pass a basic physical test, just like to join today's Army. Trooper Stone, we've talked about it before. Let's just sort of refresh this, because we're trying to come up with a solution that could be a New Hampshire solution right here at home. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jack. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Great. Well, let's refresh, because I love your story. How many years now in the State Police?
It will be 7 years in April, so coming up on seven.
And you had been sort of looking at education as a career, correct?
Correct. So I went to school. I went to UNH, and I got my bachelor's and my master's degree in education. I had absolutely no idea that I was going to be a police officer, let alone a trooper, in my adult life. So it's pretty wild.
You like it, being a trooper?
Absolutely love it. I have absolutely no regrets switching jobs. This career has been great to me. It's afforded me a lot of opportunities. I'm very happy with where I'm at.
Now, let's talk about becoming a state trooper. The process, because we know there are openings. We had the folks on yesterday, the president of the State Employees Association, talking about openings in state departments. Got your folks, had the colonel on talking about this, a big priority of his. Openings. You have a class coming up, so if someone is interested in becoming a state trooper, let's talk about the process. What do we do? What do I do?
Absolutely. So we do have a test coming up. It's taking place on March 23rd. And what happens is we do four tests every year. In order to start that process, you simply go online. We have a website, a brand new website, very user-friendly. It's joinstatepolice.nh.gov. There's actually a bright yellow link right at the top that says apply now. We couldn't make it any easier for you, so you click that button. You click apply now. It brings you right to a standard application, so a standard state application. You fill that out, and then you're given an invitation in the mail to our test. So you would be invited to our March 23rd test, and that's essentially the start of your hiring process. So from there, you have the PT test, and as you know, just like you mentioned, it's a struggle nationwide. Law enforcement, I think any job in general, just to get people to come through the process. So that first step, that PT portion, that is the one test that we give you the answers to. The answers are on the website. If you ask me what you have to hit for your standards, the answers are there for you. But we're noticing that we're losing quite a few people in that PT portion, which is step number one of the hiring process. So that's been a little bit of a hurdle for us. We have these great applicants coming through. And then immediately that first test is we're losing people right off the bat. So that's that first step of the hiring process. You move into a written exam. You move into an oral board. You'll have a polygraph, a background investigation, a psych exam, a medical exam, and then you'll meet with the colonel. So I know it sounds like a lot, but we walk these applicants through every step of the process. But kind of circling back to that PT portion, that's where we're seeing we're losing the most amount of applicants in our hiring process.
Really? You know, and I've heard that from Army recruiters, military recruiters, same thing. Basic, you would think the basics, sit-ups, push-ups, and a jog to become a member of the Army today. I'm hearing that from the New England recruiters, same thing.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and we're trying to figure out what exactly the reason for that is. I don't know if it's a lack of access to a gym. I do have applicants that will call me, and they'll say, I don't even know how to train for it. So I don't know if maybe participating in sports, kids aren't doing that as much. We do have applicants that come through, and they're like, I've never played a team sport before. Myself, growing up, that wasn't even an option. I was going to sign up for all the sports.
Right,
so
right.
I don't know if it's just a lack of not even knowing where to start to get prepared for push-ups, sit-ups, and a mile and a half run.
So, you know, Nicole, here at home, one of the things I try to do is, a lot of people when talk about a challenge or problem, I like to find some solutions, be positive. And I'm a big fan of public safety. I'm a big fan of the division of enforcement, state police, and the folks I've met, the caliber of troopers. We just had J-Dog, help me out, Chris Houston on the other day from
Troop
A. He's
awesome. He's awesome.
We had him talking for 5 minutes about his football career at UNH. He was such a great football player, and he talked about putting on the uniform of the state police as he feels like he's still on a team and a great member. And I just bumped into retired Captain Vetter's, one of his sons at Troop A, as well, over in Epping, a trooper. And so I'm a big fan of this. So what we're going to try to do when we come back, we're going to have a member from the private sector, a CEO. You mentioned gyms, because I think a lot of people may not realize They may be in pretty good, okay shape, but there have to be some basic rules when you join an organization like the state police or local police or imagine a lot of public safety jobs. And there are specific metrics, like you said, on the physical fitness tests that are basic but essential, right? There's not a lot of wiggle room, if you will.
That's correct.
You've got to get through the basics. So my thinking is, and I referenced Tom Raffio earlier with Delta Dental, when we realized the gap in veterans' oral health care, is let's identify the problem or the challenge. Maybe, just maybe, if we could come up with a course that mimics or the same kind of physical aptitude that they're going to have to go through in a community or a gym right near them, it might improve the odds that they pass, and that helps you get the recruit. It helps them so they don't have to, like, take 4 more months before they get to the next class, correct? So I think when we come back, we'll try and come up with a positive roadmap here.
That would be great. Thank you, Jack, and we appreciate all your support. You've been such a great advocate for the state police.
Well, again, I didn't realize until I talked to some of the recruiters, and you know, I don't want to get specific. We'll wait to our next guest, but, you know, a lot of people may do a workout a certain way. They may do push-ups a certain way. They may do planks. They may do Pilates. They may do yoga. They may jog. And they may be in pretty good, they might be in really good shape. But if you don't know, and sometimes they just have to have a sit up a certain way from the floor, knees up, can't move around, so many within, you know, so many minutes, it's doable, but it's not a slam dunk. So if they can work on it a little bit, that takes anxiety on the recruit, a little reduces anxiety when they go in to say, you know what? I think I'm in pretty good place to pass the physical. Let's move on to the next step, right?
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head. We'll have applicants come through that were in the military. And for the sit-ups, for example, they might cross their arms over their chest, where for us, the fingers have to be interlocked behind the head. It makes a big difference when you're training. If you're training one way, yeah, when we want you to come in and train another way. So very big difference on that end.
And J-Dog, you do a lot of this stuff. You know this too, that if you have 2 or 3 weeks or a month to adjust on how you're doing those sit-ups, you all of a sudden can get there. But it takes a little bit of time because those muscles, and I don't mean to bum you out, Nicole, when you get older, it's even harder. Those muscles, their muscle memory goes a lot faster than you think if you're a lifter and you take a month off. I want to bring in Craig Benson, CEO of Planet Fitness, not just here locally, but beyond. They have a lot of locations, and they're aware of this. And we've talked a little bit, and they have programs that they want to kind of plug in here. So I want to bring in Craig Benson, Trooper Stone, talking about a New Hampshire way, a solution here, where maybe we can cut down on the number of people that don't pass that physical test and have some fun in the process of becoming a new member of the state police. So I want to bring in Craig Benson. Thank you for joining us, talking about some solutions.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Trooper Stone. And good morning, J-Dog. How are you?
Offline and online, for the record. Truth, it's always good, transparent. I've talked about this challenge. How do we help our front line of public safety to get people in shape for public safety? Get in shape for public safety. You have some ideas. Trooper Stone welcomes them. Talk about what you think and how Planet Fitness might solve a piece of the puzzle here.
Well, I mean, it's sad that people that want to serve in our state police or even military can't pass the physical in order to qualify to serve in those organizations. So, you know, as you know, Planet Fitness is a big company. We have 2,575 gyms and almost 19 million members. So we're pretty much everywhere, and we serve a lot of people that have health issues or want to get more healthy or maybe want to serve in the military or state police. And so what we're trying to do with state police here in New Hampshire is create a program where we open up our gyms for a period of time, 2 to 3 months, with a exercise program that's been designed by our fitness instructor here, Teddy Savage, so that they qualify and pass the physical exam. It's not that hard, but that's what we'd like to do.
Trooper Stone.
That sounds great. We could use all the help we could get, having those resources available and access to those resources I know would be extremely beneficial. Like I was saying before, we have applicants that reach out to us and just have absolutely no idea where to start to even train to get in shape for our tests. So to have a plan, to have a gym would be such an asset for us.
It's also the program that Teddy designed. So it's straightforward to be able to know what you need to do in order to pass it. So you have a goal and an objective, and there you go. So it's pretty easy once you get going.
And the thinking would be, if someone lives in Epping or Manchester or Portsmouth, Cocker, it doesn't matter where in the state, they get to a Planet Fitness near them that they get their information, they go there, no judgment zone, seriously, they go there, they get the program, they can start working out, and then when it comes time to get towards the recruitment class, that might be a little less anxiety or stress, that they feel more confident that they're going to get past this first hurdle physically to get into the all the other stuff they got to do, right? To be right, Nicole, at the academy to become a trooper in the probationary period, and then next thing you know, they can become a full-time member.
Absolutely, and confidence is such the biggest piece of it. We have people that come in and mentally they get in their head, they didn't train, they didn't prepare, and then they come to test day and they're able to get, you know, 5 sit-ups done, and they're with us for 5 minutes and leave after that. So having that confidence, having someone that's able to help them out and guide them, they'll turn into great troopers afterwards.
And Craig Benson, on behalf of Planet Fitness, I think, Craig, you'd agree with this. You know, it's hard enough in life to achieve goals, but when you really want something, no one handles rejection that great. I don't care who you are. I remember Cam Neely of the Boston Bruins used to say that to me. He goes, Jack, I hate losing a lot more than I like winning. So you don't want to get in that first step and then fail. Technically, no one likes the term, but it is fail the physical test, right? If you can avoid that, chances are going to increase greatly that they're on their way to serving the community, right?
Yeah, once you're in a program, and it's not that hard. I mean, even if you did it, 2 months most likely would be enough for you to be able to pass the exam. You know, it's sit-ups, it's push-ups, it's running. It's stuff that's been around for a really long time. It's just organizing it so that you can make those strides to be able to do enough sit-ups, push-ups, or run in a certain time to be able to pass the exam. And so, again, Teddy's done all this. It's ready to go. And, you know, we have the locations around the state to be able to make it pretty easy for people to.
So I think, now you have a class coming up. I don't know if Craig heard this, Nicole, when? Coming up this month?
March 23rd.
So we got a few weeks. Oh, by the way, that's not your birthday. That's someone else I know, J-Dog. So there you go. There you go. It's not all about you. But what we could probably do here to keep it simple, and I'll ask you, Nicole, either now or when we come back, if you're a point of contact for the state police because you're in recruitment, someone who's listening now could, without any pressure, contact you, right? Learn more about your recruitment class, what they need to do. And maybe if they're interested, you can share that contact with one person at Planet Fitness. And then they can, on their own, at their own convenience, go to a location near them and talk to the folks there about getting in this program to start coming in to work on this, correct? Keep it simple.
Yeah, that's perfect. And anyone is more than welcome to reach out to me. My phone number, my direct line to my office is 603-227-2178. Once again, that's 603-227-2178. And my email address is Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, J as in John, Stone, S-T-O-N-E, @dos.nh.gov.
And if you want, you can always call the show here. I'll get you the information for Nicole, 603-228-2080. Or J-Dog will get the message to me, 603-228-2080. So, Craig, you're the leader. You've been the leader in business, creating jobs and opportunity. And as former governor, you know how to kind of do stuff. So it sounds to me like if the person were to contact Nicole and she thinks
Nicole would just call us, and then we'd put them in the club closest to them. We'd make sure they get Teddy's program or perhaps something Trooper Stone would want to do. And they're off to the races.
And, Craig, I'm just saying, business, no catch, no like.
No, I think the gym membership, we're still working all this stuff out. 2 to 3 months, and then they should be good after that.
But so it's something you folks want to do to help the community and sort of try a pilot here locally, I think, right?
That's right. We just want to try it out and see if it works. Again, it's a shame that some younger people can't pass this test and become something they really want to be, generally for lack of information more than anything. But getting them in shape so they pass the test, more often than not, they're plenty smart enough to pass any other test. It's just this one little catch. So if we can fix it, free up more resources to become state police officers, and down the road maybe we open it up to other branches like the military.
Well, I know, and Craig and Nicole Stone and Craig Benson, I'm talking to retiring Major Motes on the U.S. Army side. They're dealing with the same challenge. This is what I hear. So tell me if I'm right or wrong, because Craig Benson might want to hear this. Jack, we're getting recruits, not as many as we would like. So the ones we get, we don't want to lose, right?
Spot on. We're getting great recruits.
You're hearing the same thing?
Yeah, we're talking to these people, and they seem like fantastic applicants. And to lose them on sit-ups is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Yep. And I've heard numbers as high in different parts of the country. 75% of, in some parts of the country, failed a physical.
Yeah, in the Army. It's like almost, it's more than 70%. And you think that that wouldn't even be an issue, right? To just get people who want to do it, right? That would be the challenge. No, we get people that want to do it, but they got to pass this test. So let's do it the New Hampshire way, the local way. Let's come up with a solution. And I think this sounds like a great one. And thank you, Craig and Planet Fitness, for stepping forward. We'll connect the dots, so I appreciate it. And you know what? You're not going to be teaching the classes, right, Craig? It's going to be Teddy's courses.
Eddie's a good man.
He is.
He'll do way better than I will.
Well, thanks
a lot. This only helps the state and the communities that state police serve to become a better place. So this is good for everybody.
I agree. And you know what? That's what we try to do here. And I used the example earlier with veterans, and when I learned their oral health care coverage wasn't covered because of a congressional glitch, we got a group of dentists that were owned by veterans to step forward, and we'll do it. And that's what we're doing. So public-private partnership. Craig, thank you. We'll follow up.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. You can stick around if you want. Craig Benson on Planet Fitness. We'll come back and talk with Trooper Stone a little more about the recruitment. If you have what it takes to become a member of the New Hampshire State Police. And correct me if I'm wrong, before we go to a break, Nicole, to become a member, whether it's a, you know, Rockingham County Sheriff's Department, Manchester Police, Laconia Police, part-time, full-time state police, auxiliary, you got to go through the standard police training in the academy, correct? Isn't that uniform?
That's correct. So every law enforcement agency in the state goes through the New Hampshire Police Standards and Training, which is the police academy.
And if you're going to have to do that anyway, when I heard that where a lot of people just weren't passing the physical, this has been going on, over a year or two now, right?
Yeah, it's been going on for quite some time, and you actually have to do an entry PT test to get into the academy as well. So not only do you have to do one for the agency that's going to hire you, but then you have to do another one to get into the academy. So they do want you to keep up with that PT. It is very important to keep up with it, and you know, you're going to get a job, or you might not even make it to the academy if you can't pass that PT test again.
So let's minimize those odds or try and come up with a positive solution, and that's what I think we're able to do is connect some dots. So going forward, we'll have more specifics. We'll get Craig back again or the folks from that side. And anyone who's interested in learning more on the recruitment side, you have a class coming up March 23rd. Is it okay? Or Nicole, you can give your number again. It sounds better coming from you.
It's 603-227-2178. Once again, that's 603-227-2178.
So you can contact Nicole or you can call us if you're interested. And by the way, I don't speak for her or Craig's side, but no pressure. If you want to email or call and just talk to her, find out what's involved. I can tell you one thing. Not that I'm on the recruitment team officially, but maybe indirectly, is almost, J-Dog, you can be a witness to this. Almost every member we've had in the last 15-plus years of people who've gone into this line of work, it may not be for everyone. I mean, nothing is. But almost everyone, when I've asked this question, without any preparation, they couldn't think about it. Do you like what you do? J-Dog, the answer is like uniform. It's answered yes, and I'll say why. It's different every day. That's an answer we get. It's different every day. Great team, and I'm helping people. Those are the three common denominators I get. And I remember interview segments we've had where someone went to, I think, back when Major Marasco was doing the segment, he brought in a young Boston College grad, which is a tough college to get into. I don't want to mention the financial service company. He was on a path for like financial services. Wonderful young. He played baseball in college. And he's sitting there in the New Hampshire State Police uniform. And I asked him, why, if you could have made X amount in financial services, why did you want to become a state trooper? And I'll never forget his answer. He said, Jack, I went that route, got the job in the financial service side, which was great. But I just felt empty every day, like I wasn't doing anything to make a difference to help my community. That was that important in you? And he goes, yeah, it was kind of like, for me to feel successful, I'm going to make less money, but I wanted to go home every day feeling like I help strangers. And I remember the interview. And I hear that a lot, right, Trooper Stone, of people that want to do this. It's you are making a difference. Now, sometimes it could be someone's worst day, terrible accident on the interstate, cars overturned, could be an issue at home, could be an issue, you never know. But if you can help people, right, is that one reason what drives you?
Oh, 100%. And just being part of the hiring process and seeing all the applicants that come through and the new troopers, the people are here for the right reasons, especially state police. I know I can speak to everyone that we hire. Our troopers are fantastic. Everyone is here because they want to be here. They want to give back to the community. They're in this job for the right reasons.